We'll go with Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel. You said yesterday that you didn't want to, you know, make any conclusions after one game. After two games, are you able to say anything more about the team?
Really focusing on the guys, and I thought today was a different kind of game, but I like our character tonight. I thought we really took over the game in the second period with our attitude, our relentless, and especially the guy executing what we asked between period. It's really nice for coach when we do adjustment and the guy not only, you know, understand it, but buy in and do it. So we saw it right away and we got breakaway from it. We got two-on-ones, we got offense and we overwhelmed them. We got a power play. We executed the play that was planned on the power play. All the details we worked on the last 3 weeks, I thought really paid today, because it's when you're challenged that you need to have a plan. It's when you, things don't go well or you have adversity, because I got to give it to Belleville. They came hard in the first period. And I thought we adjusted really well. And credit to the guys. They stuck with it. Now, that being said, again, I'm going one day at a time, one game at a time with where we're living. But it just showed you that we had a plan and then the guy executed and it worked out well. It's not always going to go that way. Trust me, I know. But at least for this weekend, we can say that was that. And then we'll reset, take a day off tomorrow and go back. And it could be a different setting, a different plan somehow, because it's COVID and we got 34 players.
And you said that, you know, obviously the roster decisions would be difficult all throughout the year. You know, obviously the team is playing the first two games. Doesn't make your decisions any easier, but, you know, you'll take the performance that you're seeing, I'm guessing, over sleep from the decisions.
I got to be smart about what we're doing and I got to make sure that, we have 34 player, we have younger player. The plan for the weekend was to play the guy that been in the league, that deserved to play from the unfortunate happening from last year. Now they all understand there's a reality. Badock didn't play the first game, and I said it out loud. The reason why you're not playing is because I want to go with respect with the guys that were there last year when we had the run and we couldn't play. So now he was in the lineup today and, we'll see where we go with the next few games, but you might see a management that's a little different that we usually do in hockey. Cause I got to see the big picture and I got to see that we have 34 player. So I want everybody, I think everybody suffered enough in the last few months. So I think I got to find a way as a coach to be creative and get everybody involved and engage and put them in winning situation.
Thank you.
And the last question will go to Chris from the AHL Report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Joel. Since the start of the camp, we've been talking a lot about Caden Primo, but today Michael McNiven was in net. Can you talk to us about how he's played since the start of the camp and this afternoon?
All the goalies have been good and playing hard and working hard. And even so, it's a process for goalie. I got to say, you can practice all you want for players and, you know, it's not like a game. So think about a goalie. So if it's hard for defensemen and forward for goalies, it's way different. So I think all of them, you know, obviously Caden was really good last night. I was very comfortable. He was calm. He was in control. And I thought Michael was really good today, controlling rebounds and being vocal and aware and ready. And like I said, in French, I'm so proud of Michael, where he's coming from the first time we met, he matured so much and he's really, really took stride as a young man and becoming a strong man. And I'm very proud of him. So I'm happy about the goaltending, but to be honest, I'm happy about everybody. It's a buy-in and maybe in a week I'll tell you different, but for today, it's nothing I can say, man. They were good. Like, they've been good this weekend.
And can you give me your thoughts on Raphael Harvey-Pinard, who scored his first goal today, and how he's been in the opening weekend?
I thought he was really good, to be honest. To be a young 21 years old and play with Jordan Wheel and Veilleux, everybody thinks it's a good opportunity, but you need to take it and you need to follow them. To play with good players is hard. And Jordan is an NHL player and Veilleux has been a force in the NHL since he's been with us. So he had to keep up and he did. It was good that he scored because he deserved it. He had a bunch of chances. He was always around the net. And even in the third period, I thought he had more, and he brings offense. So that line got tons of scoring chances in the first weekend, and he was part of that line. So I thought he did really good. That being said, he's a young guy. We're going to keep going and keep trying, thinking, teaching them. And but you got to say the difference, like the like Harvey Pinard won in the junior, was a top player, was a captain. Like he took the workload. He's really serious about his craft. He's a young man that's really engaged in hockey. He's got passion, and that's what we're looking for the program. So you have him, and then you have Veilleux that has adversity, that's a good guy that knows it. You have Belzil that comes from the East Coast League and going up and being a really good an all-star in the American League. Then you throw Xavier Ouellette. You throw all those guys, young guys, older guys, character guy, Blendisi. You add pieces to the puzzle. Remember when we talked a few years back, I said we're building a program. Well, that's what it's all about, building a program. It's getting the right person and the right young man. So when they all come together as a group, they grow and they do the best they can with a good attitude. So now all of a sudden, Ilonen comes from Finland. He feels right at home with Joe and Joel Teasdale, and it's all pieces. Now, that's the first weekend, but at least that was the plan, and it worked out.